Hey everyone, welcome to But Why the Podcast, the podcast where we talk about the things in pop culture that people say matter and ask the question, but why though? Before we get started, we wanted to make sure that you take a minute to rate, review, and subscribe us on iTunes or wherever you listen. It's the easiest way for people to find us and it helps us hear your feedback. Beyond that, come and join our conversation on Twitter at ButWhyThoughPC and on Facebook, facebook.com/ButWhyThoughPC. And if you like what you're doing and you want to support us a little more, head on over to Patreon, patreon.com/ButWhyThoughPC. And if a monthly subscription is too much for you, make sure you check out our t-shirts. We have t-shirts open on TeePublic and available for purchase on our website through the merch tab, ButWhyThoughPodcast.com. Enjoy the show. Welcome back, and today we are talking about a giant ogre who's like an onion. We are talking about Shrek. As always, I'm your host, Kate, and I'm here with Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
And Matt.
Hello.
And Adrian is going to be leading us through this episode.
Yay. I don't know how this episode is going to go, because I thought, hey, everyone loves Shrek, but then I found out that everyone hates Shrek now. So we're going to go through it. So the first just intro question, doing research on this, there's a lot more Shrek out there than I thought there was. So how much of the Shrekverse have you seen up to this point?
I've seen the first movie, I've seen the second movie, and I've probably seen bits and pieces and skits of all the rest of the stuff, and probably some of the little, like, do they have any, like, Christmas-type things? Or
yeah.
Like,
yep.
I'm pretty sure I've seen one of those.
I think they have them, like, packaged with, like, the Madagascar and stuff. It's, like, 4 holiday videos or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a few.
That's about it.
Kate?
Yeah, I loved the first one growing up. I want to say I've seen up to 3. Is 3 the one where Puss in Boots is there? If that's it, then that's the one, that's the last one I saw. And then I got really bored at home and, like, watched... There's, like, a choose-your-own-adventure Puss in Boots thing on Netflix where you actually have to choose what parts of the stories he goes into, and I made it through, like, an episode of that. So that's where I am.
I wish I would have known about that. I would have done that prior... I would have done that in my 40 hours of research for this episode. So, I've seen Shrek 1, 2, Shrek the 3rd, Shrek Forever After, like, once. I don't really remember what happens in it. And I think I saw Puss in Boots when we were, like, babysitting our niece, I think, once. And I don't think I've seen any of, like, any of the spin-off short films or Christmas specials or anything like that. And I've watched the Broadway musical today, so we'll talk about it.
Was that good?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. It's I don't
okay.
Know. Yeah, we'll talk about it. So just real quick, there's not like a this is not necessarily a brief history, but it's kind of like a brief overview of the franchise, because it's a lot bigger now than it was in 2001. So the Shrek franchise is from DreamWorks Animation, and it's actually based on a picture book called Shrek with an exclamation mark on it, that was published in 1990 and is about a ogre who leaves home to see the world for the first time and ends up saving a princess. The first movie is basically focused on kind of that premise, but instead Shrek goes out from the swamp because he's overrun by fairy tale creatures who have been banished there by order of the evil Lord Farquaad, and in order to get his swamp back, he has to go save a princess. He ends up falling in love with the princess, yada yada yada, has his animal sidekick, and it kind of goes from there. The world that Shrek is in is kind of in, I really don't know like how to classify it really, but because it just has so many different of your, you know, the fairy tale creatures and fairy storybook creatures that you would know from basically from growing up and up and through all of Disney, basically. So you have like the Big Bad Wolf, and you have Snow White, Cinderella. There's lots of background characters like Captain Hook and, you know, the evil stepsisters and things like that. You also have Merlin in one of them. So you have some of like the King Arthur story in it as well, and the Fairy Godmother and so on and so forth. So lots of recognizable stories and characters throughout this world. And then after Shrek 1 in 2001, the franchise explodes into a total of 4 films with a 5th one in the works, 2 spin-offs.
Wait,
what? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I don't know if it's not like necessarily like a reboot. I think it's more like a soft reboot from what I've been seeing. Yeah. They're trying to like revitalize the series. But
gross.
Why?
Because people need money.
Because it's been 10 years since the last like main Shrek movie, I guess. I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Is that the new standard, though? Because I feel like that might hold true for a lot of the other soft reboots. 10 years, you get a reboot.
Yeah, basically. It's basically how it goes. I don't know if it's like a soft reboot, but they keep saying it's going to be like a retelling. Or not a retelling story, but like a revitalizing of like the story. So I'm not sure what they're going to do. I think Eddie Murphy Gross. Signed on for it. So there's that.
Eddie Murphy's alive?
Yeah, that was his brother.
Died. That was more or less because I thought he died with his career like a while back there.
With Pluto Nash?
Yeah.
That's right. He's bringing it back.
I think he's in like 3 of the top 5 like worst like grossing movies of all time.
Well, he's also in one of the best grossing movies of all time in Shrek and Shrek 2. So yeah, it comes out to 4 movies with, you know, 5th one in the works. One spinoff that's already out, and then the other Puss in Boots spinoff is supposed to come out like later this year or in 2019. They keep pushing the date back for it. There are 7 short films, 2 TV specials, 1 television series, 12 video games, 1 Broadway musical. That's really not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like, once you get past them dressed up stupidly, like some of the songs are pretty good. And like the Broadway musical comes out before Shrek 2 does, so they kind of do like some like story filling themselves. It actually comes out pretty good. Like, Pinocchio has some songs in it. Like, it's...
I mean, does he look like an ogre? Like, does he dress up like Shrek?
Yeah, yeah, he looks like an ogre, yeah.
What the
Yeah.
What do you think he was going to do?
Yeah, the donkey's pretty good. I kind of like the donkey. He's funny. Farquaad's a lot funnier in the Broadway musical than he is in the actual movie.
That's not that bad.
No, okay. And the music, like, they're, it's Broadway, so, like, the musicians are really good. I couldn't peg it. I can't think of her name off the top of my head. I don't know why I'm blanking on it. But the girl that Johnny Depp does all the movies with, and he always kills her.
Helen Obama.
Yeah, I think she's in it, too. I think I recognized her face, but she doesn't have, like, a main role in it, but I think she's over there singing. Overall, like, as far as Broadway musical goes, based on, you know, TV shows and movies, it's really not that bad.
Yeah, so I expected the theater in the park looking stuff, but this is actually not that bad when it comes to like prosthetics. Okay,
I thought it was like I think it's
not that this isn't weird.
No, it's definitely weird. Like, he looks weird. and the prosthetics are weird because like they make Farquaad short, but like the guy's obviously not short, and like he's like just has like prosthetic legs, and he's kind of like running around like on his knees for most of it. It works. Like, it's a good movie to put on like in the background where you're not going to pay like super attention to it, but the musical gets you going. I think it's worth, you know, at least a background watch.
I will include pictures in the show notes because this is. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, we didn't know that there was a Broadway musical until my wife and I started looking on Netflix to see if Shrek was still on there, and we saw that, and we're like,
eh. Wait, so the Shrek musical is on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix, so you can go watch it right now. And if a Patreon watches, I hope one of our Patreon subscribers who's listening to this right now makes you guys watch it so we have to review it. Just kidding, don't do that. But yeah, it's not as bad, and then when we were talking about, like, after we heard that they had a musical, then we started talking about, my wife and I started talking about other musicals that they have, and then she was definitely saying that we need to do a musical episode soon, because it seems that all of the episodes that we've done, most of them have musicals for whatever reason. I'm not sure
why.
I'm not sure why, but
Sailor
they do.
Moon did.
Yeah, no, there's a lot more musicals than people know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Oh, can we do, like, a Disney... Can we, like... Are Disney on Ice things that categorize of that? Because that, those prosthetics are pretty creepy.
Yeah, those ones are. Definitely. I don't know, I'm down. And then, in addition, there is one comic that basically... That from Dark Horse, it basically does Shrek 1 through 3. And that's kind of it for the media aspect of it.
I don't know why I'm not surprised that Dark Horse made a Shrek comic.
Hey, you know, when the money's good, or kind of good, sort of good, I don't know. You gotta make, work it for all it's worth. Because if they didn't do it, someone else is gonna do it, most likely. So, given, you know, all these video games and TV specials and Broadway musicals, they're just mostly known for the movies. Primarily, I'd say, like, the first three, like, 2.5, I would say. Because as you were listening to, people really don't know where the story goes after, like, the second one, because it kind of all, like, melds together. But you have Shrek in 2001, Shrek 2 in 2004, Shrek the Third in 2007, Shrek Forever After in 2010, Puss in Boots, the spinoff with Puss in Boots, and then Puss in Boots 2 something something Thieves, whatever, comes out either later in this year or into 2019. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the fifth film that's in the works that's supposed to come out in 2019 or 2020, unnamed, so we don't know what it is. I'd imagine, like, they're trying to Fast and Furious in it. It's probably going to be Shrek Plead the Fifth or something. I don't know. We'll see what happens there.
I'm just going to quit watching movies.
So by the...
You want to put some money on that, though. Shrek Pleads the Fifth. Yeah. As a possible title.
Yeah, he's getting, like, a divorce or something. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'd watch it. I'd watch it.
You're the problem.
And yet you hated The Lost Skeleton of Kadabra.
No, but I wouldn't pay to watch it. Like, I'd wait till it's, like, on streaming services and watch it on streaming services. I'm not going to go pay to watch that. Come on now. I haven't paid to watch a Shrek movie since Shrek 2.
I have not ever paid to watch a Shrek movie.
It's like my mom paid to watch a Shrek movie.
I still do not even go to the movies to watch a Shrek movie.
Well, you're missing out because they made big money back for Shrek 1 and 2. So by the numbers and kind of just awards, Shrek, the first Shrek in 2001, has an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. And when you look at the adjusted gross that it had for animated movies, and of course we're getting these off of Box Office Mojo, who should be sponsoring us by now, because we talk about them every time. It is 10th in that list, which is pretty good. And I found out that it was, when the Academy Awards started doing Best Animated Feature, this was in the first one ever of them doing that, and it won the first Academy Award for Best Animated Feature, beating out Monsters, Inc. and the Jimmy...
What?
Yeah. And the Jimmy Neutron movie that was out at that time as well.
I like Shrek, but Monsters, Inc. is amazing. Something beat a Pixar movie?
Yeah. Yeah, Shrek did. Shrek is love. Shrek is life. And it beat out Monsters, Inc. And then Shrek 2 also has an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that came out, again, in 2004. And when you look at it, it's gross. It has the second highest adjusted gross all time for animated movies. And up until Finding Dory, it had the most money made in an animated movie up until Finding Dory came out. So that, like, beats out...
Is Finding Dory even any good?
It's okay.
Does it deserve that spot?
No, I think it just came out, like, now. So it's popular. Finding Nemo was super popular, so...
And you know, Pixar makes people wait 10... The Pixar thing is wait 10 years, then you get a sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
And all your things are still the same age.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, yeah. And then it just starts off right after instead of 10 years later. I hate that.
Because everybody has kids, so then they get to have their parents be excited and drag their kids there. Now they got two tickets out of you.
That's actually really smart.
I mean, I would have brought my kid regardless. Like, if it would have been 10 years ago, I would have showed my kid the first movie and then showed them the second movie.
I know, but if you get him excited for the first movie, wait 10 years, you're more likely to get him to come back with the second person.
Because, like, Incredibles 2 is just going to make a crap ton of money this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. But, like, Shrek 2 also made, like, twice as much money as Shrek 1, and it only came out 3 years later.
So yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it was more of just a kind of a joke, because all the things keep coming in 10 years.
Yeah. I wonder if that's actually their marketing thing behind it, though.
Probably. Not for DreamWorks. Conspiracy. It's come out with something and then give you 17 spinoffs of it. So
this is their time frame in which the company started doing that. We're just going to start pushing out as much media as possible for something, especially when people like it. I didn't know there were 12 video games.
Yeah.
I remember there was one.
I don't think I've played any of them, to be honest.
I didn't even know one existed.
I did not.
That's just not true. I probably could have guessed there was one, but not 12.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to it. That's one of the one of the bad things that Shrek started. There's a lot of that stuff. But Shrek 2, speaking of Pixar and talking about The Incredibles coming out this year, when Shrek 2 came out, it also was nominated for Best Animated Feature, but it lost to Incredibles that year.
Yeah.
And it was also nominated for Original Song with Accidentally in Love. So got two nominations. Shrek 1 also got another nomination. I think it was for Best Adapted Screenplay, I think. Or for Shrek 1. But that one obviously lost. There's no way that one's going to win that category. Everything after that kind of falls off in ratings and gross. I mean, even if it made money. So, like, Shrek the Third is 11th with adjusted gross all time for animated movies. But it also only has a 41% on Rotten Tomatoes. And then everything else is kind of worse from there. The only thing that comes close to the success of Shrek 1 and Shrek 2 is the Puss in Boots spinoff. It didn't make a lot of money, like at all, but it also has an 84% of Rotten Tomatoes. And when it was the first film since Shrek 2 to be nominated for an Academy Award in Best Animated Feature, but it lost out to Rango.
Good.
Yeah. Rango was good.
Yeah, there's a lot of good movies that came out that year that it would have lost out to, so lots of good movies in that year.
I also still can't wrap my mind around Antonio Banderas being a talking cat.
Yeah, he's basically Zorro. It's great. I like it.
I know. But it's so weird because he does, like, Mucinex commercials, bad action movies, and Puss in Boots. Those are his three things for money now.
Yeah. Yeah. And he does Expendables.
Again, bad action movies.
No. Don't you say that. Now, the one he's in is pretty bad. So, yeah, that's basically all the history that I got for kind of the history of Shrek. They basically bought the rights to the book and then they pitched it and made it, and it like was a huge success. They've kind of run themselves into the ground a little bit. You heard my wonderful host be like, what, when they heard that they're making a fifth movie. I didn't even know they're making a fifth movie, because no one really wants a fifth movie, but the first and second one are still really popular. And those are kind of going to be the ones that we focus on when we get into the but why those of why DreamWorks was able to turn this into such a cash cow or cash donkey or cash ogre, whichever you want to use. So for the but why those, Shrek as a franchise basically jump starts DreamWorks. The company itself had just started making movies. The first movie it made was in 1998 with Ants.
An amazing movie.
Yeah. So prior to Shrek coming out, DreamWorks only had four animated movies. Ants, The Prince of Egypt, The Road to El Dorado, and Chicken Run, which are all great movies. I love all of those movies.
I don't care for Chicken Run, but I like the other three.
Yeah, I like Chicken Run for like its stop animation kind of thing, like kind of got that going for them. I don't think any of those are bad movies. If you ask Rotten Tomatoes, they would say differently. If you ask the box office, they would probably say a little bit differently. But none of those had...
Ants is better than A Bug's Life.
Yeah, I like Ants better than A Bug's
Life. I will die on that hill.
Yeah, anyone who disagrees with you there should stop listening now, because Ants is much better than A Bug's Life. Yeah, and while all those movies are great, none of them rank above 66 on the all-time adjusted gross for animated movies, or had the profit margin from the budget it had to make the movie to what it made even after. Even the movies that came directly after Shrek, two of those movies had the same issue there. But when Shrek came out, it was a completely different story. So Shrek 1 made $484 million total worldwide on a $60 million budget, and then Shrek 2 made $919 million worldwide on a $150 million budget. So that is a lot of money for an animated movie to make on what we would assume now is like not super, super big budgets.
How do you get an animated movie with a $150 million budget, though?
Animation.
Song rights?
Yeah, song rights and animation in the early 2000s isn't what it is now.
this is a lot for an anime movie, I guess.
No, it is. Well, but they also had really big names, too, because, like, these aren't just, like, random movies with random people. Like, these are, like, some of, like, the top people who were in comedy or in, you know, show business at that time voicing a lot of these characters.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz, Eddie Murphy, Mike Myers, like, those are big voices. And
which is actually funny, because I think two out of the three are pretty much done.
I think all three are pretty much done.
Yeah, but I don't think people hate Cameron Diaz the way they hated the way that they hated the last, maybe not hate per se, but like the last movies.
The Love Guru and Pluto Nash are hated.
Yes.
Yeah, but we also have to look at their other stuff leading up to that point. Up to 2000.
I'm talking about leading up to the point. I was just talking about how in like 10 years, 15 years, people went from like very successful to like, we don't even want to come near you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I have a question. Where does Anastasia fall in this?
In terms of like the...
like year. Like I don't like... that I'm guessing I thought it came before Shrek, but I guess it didn't since there had only been four animated movies.
I don't remember. It has been so long.
Yeah. Wait. It might not be DreamWorks then.
No, it's not DreamWorks.
It's 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, okay. It's like.
I could have sworn it was DreamWorks.
Nope.
According to my 40 hours of research, those are the only four movies that came out before. Yeah. So. And basically everything after Shrek comes out makes a lot more money than the previous movies that it had before. So everything after Shrek 2 basically has that. So there's lots of movies that have come out that I didn't even remember were DreamWorks. But just for the sake of time, I'll just keep to the ones that kind of rank in the top 50 for adjusted gross. And again, I'm going off adjusted gross because Matt loves the adjusted gross and doesn't care about the actuals.
At this point, you can put a movie out this day and pretty much you're going to get in the top 25.
Yeah, basically.
As long as it's a semi-popular franchise.
Yep. So, Shark Tale at 50, Madagascar at 32, Kung Fu Panda at 36, Monsters vs. Aliens at 47, and How to Train Your Dragon Part 1 at 42 are all in the top 50 for adjusted gross for animated features, and those are all DreamWorks.
And those are all good movies.
Yeah.
And they're all milked to death franchises.
Yeah, and that's my...
Not Monster vs. Aliens, that one isn't.
Well. I don't even know anybody that likes that franchise.
Well, there's only one, so it's not a franchise.
And
same thing with Shark Tale.
That kind of leads me into my like bad thing for the success of DreamWorks, is that they, after the success of Shrek, they do spinoffs and specials up the yin-yang, and basically that's kind of like their model. They do that with everything... from Madagascar to Kung Fu Panda to How to Train Your Dragon to that Home movie. Like, all those stuff have a million spinoffs. And if you don't believe me, or if you are curious to see, you know, XYZ Christmas special, just go to your kids section on Netflix and you will see all of them.
I am currently watching How to Train Your Dragon. I'm in season 3.
Yes. And we have finished all of the seasons of All Hail King Julian.
Also true.
Yeah, see, this is what I mean. This is a big spin-off. I personally do like the How to Train Your Dragons TV show. That one is really, really good.
King Julian up to season 3 is pretty good. And then the last two are just kind of like, why are we still doing this?
Yeah.
But
they're actually good TV shows. Like, they're good cartoons.
Not those last two seasons.
I don't care. I have more.
But it's okay. Because DreamWorks is so popular, they were able to get deals with Netflix. And then we do get really, really good series outside of, like, their big movie hits. So Voltron Legendary Defender is in their 5th season. And Troll Hunters, which is one of our podcast personal favorites, just finished up their...
which will be done, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Guillermo... Oh, sorry.
No, go for it.
Go ahead. I was going to say, but Troll Hunters will be done, but Guillermo del Toro is actually building out the entire world of Arcadia with two other series.
Yeah, so we get those two great series coming out of DreamWorks' popularity, and I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, them making over $800 million, over $700 million when they made Shrek 2. Like, that probably gives you leeway to kind of build a monster franchise to compete against, like, the Pixars and the Disney movies of the world.
So, when it comes to animation, it's pretty much just them and Pixar, Disney, right?
Yeah, I can't think of anyone else who comes up to this point.
Because, I mean, even if you look at, like, Fox Searchlight stuff, like, it's not that big. Like, I love Book of Life, but it, like, Book of Life's, like, one of my favorite movies, and it will always be that, but, like, that's, like, the only thing I can think of from Fox Searchlight, yeah. I guess, like, Box Trolls?
The only other thing that I could think of is, like, Universal, or basically, like, Illumination, because they do Despicable Me, which, again, kind of, like, takes, instead of, like, taking after the Pixar model, they take after the DreamWorks model of give you 17,000 different versions of their initial success.
Yeah.
I guess they would only be like the other marketing contender other than Disney and Pixar. So, yeah. So, jump starts it. And kind of like the reasons why I think Shrek works so well will kind of lead us into this next bit. Why, though, is that I think up to this point, the animated movies are kind of all straightforward and the same. They all kind of follow like the same formula, but I think Shrek shakes that up a little bit and kind of like makes it really, really fun for the whole family, because that's thrown around so much, like fun for the whole family, but like how often are adults like in movies, like kids movies, and like actually laughing at the jokes and not just slapstick humor and fart jokes over and over again. So I think Shrek 1 and 2 tone down like the overly like child humor and throw in subtle adult humor to make a movie that definitely does work for all ages. And there are movies that do, you know, like adult, you know, stick humor. They kind of like throw them subtly in, maybe like one or two in a movie. Or, you know, if you look at like the priest had a boner in Little Mermaid there, or what, yeah, and things like that. Or like there was sex drawn in the stars, like stuff like that is kind of subtle, if at all, if it's even there. But the jokes in Shrek are definitely more overt and definitely not for kids. I know when I watched it when I was a kid, I didn't catch half of the jokes until I was a little bit older. And Shrek, the first one, just goes for it pretty hard. So jokes like if Lord Farquaad is compensating for something when Shrek and Donkey first see his castle, in the Robin Hood song in the forest, his men say he likes to get paid instead of laid. Donkey's basically like having a sex dream, and he's like, yeah, girl, like that, you know, I like that, like while he's asleep. The Duloc song of wiping your face when he's supposed to say ass. Lord Farquaad in his chambers while he's watching Fiona in the magic mirror. Like that dude's like touching himself for sure. And then when Shrek is rescuing Fiona, he says, I have to save my ass, which is obviously like a double meaning there too.
His donkey.
Yeah, his donkey. Donkey. And then past that,
that's the best thing that came out of Shrek.
Donkey?
Yes.
Past just kind of like the adult jokes, they really do use pop culture to its like fullest extent. In my opinion, Shrek 1 itself is just kind of really the biggest satire of like the entire series, because it tries to like make fun of Disney with like the even though they use like the stereotypical tropes of, you know, the big ogre, you know, unlovable kind of guy, you know, the badass kind of princess kind of thing, the human or like the animal sidekick kind of thing. They use those tropes, but I think they do it in a way that kind of makes fun of those and kind of makes them their own. I mean, the film does start off with Shrek wiping his butt with like a true love story. When Shrek finds Fiona, it's like all slow and you think he's going to give her a kiss to wake her up, and then he just ends up shaking her and telling her like let's go, we don't got time for this. Even Fiona, because like we have like, you know, good princesses prior to this that are pretty badass, but I think Fiona would drop kick all of them because she can do the Matrix jumps and things like that.
Yeah,
she's probably the most badass princess fighter I think that we have. And then it's sort of like the ultimate subverting of the trope, I think, is when at the end of Shrek 1, when Fiona is about to, you know, become like, you know, she gets her true love's first kiss, and we think like, oh, she's going to turn into a human, but then she turns into the monster, and kind of instead of the male person turning into the, like the human, you get the female doing it.
So is that like interspecies romance?
Yeah, there's lots of that in Shrek.
So did Shrek inspire The Shape of Water?
Yeah, basically. Shrek inspired the best movie of 2017. You're welcome.
It's a spicy take.
Yeah. Fight me. It's a thing. While they were having fish sex, we were thinking about ogre sex in 2001. And then for pop culture, I think Shrek goes full tilt into that, of basically just parodying our world in almost like any way that they can. And if you go like look up like pop culture references in Shrek 2, there is a huge, huge, huge list, and we will be here for an hour and a half if we try to go through all of those, so I will not. But some of my favorite ones I think that stand out the most is Far, Far Away, when they go to visit Fiona's parents. It's basically Beverly Hills, down to like them retooling actual, you know, restaurants and shopkeeps, and street names at people's houses, like famous people's houses and stuff like that. All that stuff is retooled to basically be Beverly Hills. Puss in Boots is basically Zorro, for obvious reasons. Because
time out. Does a donkey make a reference in Beverly Hills to Beverly Hills Cop? Because I do not remember.
No, but they do have a cop's chase scene, which is
maybe.
Yeah, and the chase scene itself is, I think, like the OJ chase scene, because they say, you know, Shrek, like, they like, oh, male on a white Bronco. So they go full on it. The gingerbread man, not like the gingerbread man, but like the big gingerbread man that gets turned into like the big gingerbread man, is supposed to like mimic Ghostbusters. Fiona gives Shrek a kiss in the very beginning of Shrek 2 that's supposed to mimic Spider-Man 2. And then when Shrek and Puss in Boots are like in their very first fight, Puss bursts through Shrek's chest like an alien, to reference Alien. And there's a whole bunch in there, but it's definitely one of those things, when I went back and rewatched it, there was a lot more in it than I had originally remembered, in terms of like them just putting stuff in the background. Like, I think in her old room, she has like a Fiona's room, when they go to Far, Far Away, she has like a Justin Timberlake poster in the back. And you know, this is 2004, so you know, that's obviously a thing. Yeah, so definitely a big use of pop culture. Basically a big use of pop culture, and a big use of basically making adults feel like they're going to get the jokes that aren't just like fart jokes, to make basically keep this going, for them to make $400 million in the first movie to $900 million in the second movie. I think it's a good way that they've blended those two together. I think the reason why it falls off so much is that they kind of get away from this in the third, fourth, and, you know, subsequent spinoffs, and they make it more kid-friendly and kind of get away from the adult humor in them. I watched Shrek the Third, and it's just not as funny, because there's not as enough... I don't think the humor is as clever as in the first two, so I think they kind of stick to, you know, trying to make it kid-friendly, try to make it toy-friendly, and add in more characters just so they can make more toys and sell more money, and make more things green, like paper plates and go-gurts and stuff like that.
I remember the Shrek go-gurt.
Yeah. Any questions on that go-gurt part?
Mm-mm.
Sounds like a lot of things haven't changed. They still make things for a lot of toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember everything being green. Like, yeah, Burger King selling a whole bunch of Shrek toys.
Oh, yeah.
Cups.
Is this where we get the Shamrock Shake?
Ooh, maybe. The Shrek Shamrock Cake?
No, I think Burger King actually had a green shake, but then I think McDonald's did a green one after that, which is what Matt's talking about.
I remember a green shake. I know there's a Shamrock Shake, which I believe is from McDonald's, because somehow their ice cream machine worked for that time period. But I was wondering if that's where it came from, originated, or if there was something else.
I remember there was a Burger King green shake. That much I do know. I remember that clearly.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm looking at a billboard right now that says Mint Ogre Load, and it's just like a Mick. I guess it has like mints in it, like a McFlurry from McDonald's, and it's for Shrek Forever After 3D.
That actually sounds good.
So I think they just branded everything with them, and I kind of want to go find these cups again. I used to have them when I was little. I don't know what happened to them. Yeah, turned into a branding machine, made a bunch of money. And we talked a little bit about this earlier, for the next But Why, though. At its heart, the series itself, I think, is a story of self-acceptance and family. And we kind of get that in Shrek 1, where Fiona has to accept that life isn't a fairy tale and, you know, everything isn't going to be Prince Charming coming in and saving you. Sometimes you have to kick man in green tights in the ball sack to save yourself. And that beauty just isn't one standard. She thinks that she's going to turn into a human again because she thinks she's going that, like, that's her form of beauty. But Shrek thinks she's beautiful, whether she's a human or an ogre, and loves her no matter what. And I will say, for the musical, they do a much better job of showing Fiona's, like, character development than the movie does. Because they show her as, like, a kid, and then, like, in, like, one song sequence, they show her as a kid, and, like, as a teenager, then, like, her as an adult, kind of getting, like, more jaded as the years go on of really wanting this stuff. And, you know, later on in the movie, it's, you know, her grappling with being an ogre and things like that. So, if anything, go watch the musical for that part. and then for Shrek 1 as well, Shrek has to learn that not everyone's going to see him as a monster, that people will accept him if they're just not short assholes like Lord Farquaad. So for Shrek 2, the roles are a little bit reversed, and Shrek has to be okay with being an ogre despite Fiona's dad and, you know, her parents thinking, you know, how is she with an ogre, how can we fix this, and things like that. If you remember, Shrek drinks a potion that turns him into a human because he thinks that's what Fiona wants, but she doesn't care about any of that. And then Fiona's dad has to learn not to be a jerk and just love his daughter for who she is, because he was at one time was just a frog, so he gets turned back into a frog at the end of that movie, if you remember correctly. And even though he gets turned into his frog, his wife still loves him, and that kind of helps him realize that, like, it doesn't matter if you're big or small, or a frog or an ogre, or a donkey doing a dragon.
So you're telling me that the outrage about fish sex in Shape of Water should have been happening with Shrek?
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
It's an animation, so it doesn't count.
I'm sure there was some animated stuff in Shape of Water. There's some animation in there somewhere. CGI.
Yeah.
So Shrek the Third, which I remember fairly well, Shrek has to come to terms with the possibilities of being a dad. Shrek the Third also has, like, the King Arthur story in it, and Arthur has to, like, you know, he wants to be a king, but doesn't know if he can, and there's all of that stuff going on. And then the princesses, I think one of the biggest parts of Shrek the Third, and my favorite scene, and the only one I can remember, like, distinctly from the movie, was when the princesses realize that they can, like, be badass and go save Shrek and Puss in Boots and Donkey. And then you get the Sleeping Beauty doing, like, the her, you know, typical Sleeping Beauty song and things like that. And then she just tears off her sleeves. And you get the AC/DC Thor song. So, like, before, like...
No, the Led Zeppelin. Oh, is it Led Zeppelin? Immigrant song. Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, when I saw that scene, I was like, this scene is dope. And then you get all the other princesses, like, doing what they have to do to do it. And I think that's, like, the best part of that whole movie. Is the princesses realizing that, because, you know, Fiona's realized that, but you're still waiting for the other princesses, like, you know, Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella, to realize that they have to get off their butt and do it. Except for Rapunzel, she's a dick, and she went with Prince Charming, and she was mean. We don't like her. And at the end of, like, the whole acceptance and family thing, like we just talked about, in this fairy tale land, people love people. And if a donkey can get it on with a dragon and have babies, and if Fiona's dad can get turned back into a frog and Fiona's mom still love him, and Shrek and Fiona would have gotten together, whether, like, either of them was a human or an ogre, like, there's love is love, and that's all that matters. And there's a big, you know, skit in this, in the musical, too, that's absolutely phenomenally done, and it kind of has that same message of kind of, like, who cares who cares what you are, just love people, stop being a jerk, and let people love each other, which I think is really good. And another reason to go watch the musical. This should have just been a musical episode, I think. I should have just done Shrek the Musical Matters, but why, though? Strangely enough, like, the musical is 2 hours long, and the first Shrek movie is only 90 minutes long, so, like, they found a way to add in 30 minutes or so, like, to the Shrek movie to make a musical, which I think is great. By adding,
all I know is
adding in songs, like, with Pinocchio and the Three Little Bears and stuff.
All I know is I don't think there are any 90-minute movies anymore. Which I'm happy for in some cases. Because, like, Infinity War is going to be 2 hours and 35 minutes.
It's only going to be 2 hours and 35 minutes?
Well, it's one and a two-parter, so everybody thought it was going to be shorter.
I thought it was going to be longer. I thought they were just going to give me 3 hours of Thanos just smacking people around. I would have taken 3 hours of Shrek just, you know, throwing people around, too. That would have worked for me. They're basically the same, right? Shrek and Thanos?
Close enough.
Oh, gosh. If we have any Photoshop people listening to us right now, take a still from Infinity War, take Thanos out, and put Shrek in and send it to Adrian.
Yeah. Let's do that. Do that for me. And so kind of like my last but why, though, and kind of why people still talk about Shrek to this day, even though the last major movie wasn't since 2007, is that it's just turned into, like, the creepiest and probably, like, the worst meme on the internet, in my opinion. And its origins are dark.
Oh, my God, I just read that. Why would you be saying that, like, the entire episode if it's attached to this? Holy crap, Adrian.
Because this is 4chan, and 4chan does not speak for Shrek. That's why.
Yeah, if you don't want to hear some really creepy internet 4chan stuff, make sure that you skip ahead about 2 minutes. This is your warning for the terrible stuff that the internet does.
Okay, we're going for it. This is the internet. I think it's the creepiest meme on the internet. So the Shrek is Love, Shrek in Life meme starts out on 4chan. And the original story was posted in January 14th, 2013. And it tells of a story of a 9-year-old boy who praises Shrek prior to being sodomized by the green ogre character. It's ridiculous, and this is 4chan's fault. But because people on 4chan and people of that realm are crazy people, it gets spun into a bunch of memes. And some guy gets on Gary's mod later on in the year, and basically computer animates the story.
This is really fucked.
Yeah, computer animates the story, and it kind of just goes on from there. And then you get like the weird, you know, Shrek intensifies memes and things like that that spawn out from this. And then I think later on someone like does like the updated version of it on 4chan. Basically, 4chan ruins everything that's good in the world, and it's all their fault that Shrek like this is a huge meme. And I think a big reason why like things like the Patrick meme are getting so dark and things like that kind of spawns off of this, of like turning something that's like kid friendly and fun into just smut on the internet.
Basically. It's not even smut. It's like it's abuse and rape. Like, yeah. Why is this?
It's the internet.
Yeah, 4chan. 4chan sucks. Yeah. But with that, we'll get into some fun facts.
See, oh my God!
See how we sandwich it in. He's gonna sandwich it in. Here's the fun facts after the disgusting memes. So a couple fun facts about basically Shrek 1 and 2 as a series, just because they're the most important. Nicolas Cage was actually approached to play Shrek, but he declined because he didn't want people to picture him as an ogre. One of the quotes is like, well, when you
Shrek
do
Shrek is now ruined for me.
When, it
could have been Nicolas Cage.
When he said something to the effect of like, when people see you or people hear you as an animated character, they just kind of associate your actual person with that. And he didn't want people thinking of him as an ogre, which I think is preposterous and ridiculous. For all the crazy stuff that Nicolas Cage has done, like up until like 2001, all the crazy stuff that Nicolas Cage has done, he was worried about being an ogre. Like, that was his main worry.
Well, to be fair, up to this point, Nicolas Cage hasn't reached the whole I'm broke and I'm going to star in every single thing I can. By 2001, he's still coming off of like Con Air and kind of Face Off, I believe, even though it was a few years back, and a few other movies.
Going into Ghost Rider.
Yeah, going into Ghost Rider.
Yeah. But then he goes and does like Nick the Wicker Man a couple years later and becomes an internet meme with the bees. So like who really wins out there?
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like if you asked Nicolas Cage now, he would say, I totally would have taken that good Shrek money.
Yeah, that good green Shrek money. Oh, wait, money's already green. Did Shrek and... Okay.
Nope.
Shrek is the reason why money is green.
Nope.
So after Nicolas Cage turned it down, Chris Farley actually recorded 80% of his dialogue before he died.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so you can go and, like, look, and we can probably post it in the show notes, because it's actually pretty good. There's, like, storyboard clips with his voice of how it would have looked like if Chris Farley would have done the voice.
Drugs are bad.
Yeah, basically. But the storyboard is cool. I think his Shrek is, like, a kind of a different take on it. I don't know how well it would have done with him opposed to Mike Myers. It probably would have done really well, because Chris Farley was pretty popular at that time still. But just a slightly morbid fun fact that he had done 80% of his lines. But you can still see it now today.
This episode got really dark really quick.
It's not dark, because you can go see the storyboards online and enjoy it with Chris Farley and Eddie Murphy talking to each other. It's really,
it's like a
really
1980 dark movie.
And then when Mike Myers took off, he actually didn't give Shrek the Scottish accent to begin with. Mike Myers recorded more than half of the dialogue with Shrek in a Canadian accent. Then he changed his mind, and that change of heart ended up costing DreamWorks $5 million to having to go back and basically redo half.
That's also why people don't like Mike Myers. Got it.
Yeah, they went from having to redo 80% of the dialogue to redoing half the dialogue because Mike Myers wanted a different accent instead of a Canadian one.
Exactly what is a Canadian accent? Does he just yell A the whole time?
A boot?
Yeah, I'm an ogre, A. Going to go on our moose, A.
Yep. Yeah. I think we're done. We got it.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, donkey was supposed to be a moose and not a donkey in that Canadian version, actually.
Cost him another $5 million.
Yeah, exactly. So before it was an animated special, Shrek was conceived to be a live-action CGI animation hybrid, but after a test screening in 1997, DreamWorks was like, nah, this is terrible, don't do this. And then it was all supposed to be kind of, because this came right after Chicken Run, they were all supposed to do it in like a claymation version too, but then the studio was like, no, don't do that one either. So
those are both great decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they basically nixed a bunch of stuff to get the structure that we have today. I think the best part of this whole thing, too, is that DreamWorks screened the Shrek movie with Disney lawyers to avoid lawsuits because of their jabs at Disney fairy tales and kind of like their use and stuff. And they didn't get sued for it. So Disney was like, yeah, go for it. You're good.
Damn, Disney didn't sue somebody?
This is early 2000. Disney's haven't been, it didn't turn into what they are.
Yeah, now. I think the only thing that I saw that like Disney didn't let them do was like advertise on certain, like on like the satellite radio Disney Channel, like they wouldn't let them advertise the movie there. But like other than that, like they just kind of let them go and make the movie they wanted. So it was pretty good.
Disney used to be cool before they decided they were just going to take over the world.
Well, I mean, technically Disney doesn't have to be cool anymore. They own everything.
Like I said.
Who are they going to sue themselves?
I guess so. I mean, they probably could now. They have so many branches off and things.
I know.
They can just sue whoever they want.
We're gonna get sued for this episode.
Shit, I've thought about that when I posted those Star Wars episodes. Like, we're gonna get my cease and desist.
Yeah, did we ever? Did we get a cease and desist letter? Have we ever gotten any of the cease and desist letters? Actually,
we haven't. We have been blocked in all countries, but we haven't gotten cease and desists. But that's also the reason we're not on Spotify.
Why?
Because you
we
can only
we haven't got a cease and desist?
No. So you can only use certain, like, pre-approved clips that aren't owned by anybody. But the actual, free use is, like, you can use anything that you're talking about, especially in creative content. But, like, the YouTube algorithm just listens for it to, like, they listen for that specific piece and don't look at what it's attached to. And then I
had the only you would have put a dead body on there, we would have been.
I know.
I know, right? I know. Jesus, how come we couldn't just be idiots and get paid for it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm scared of Disney, so we're not on Spotify.
Also scared of Disney. That mouse will come and take us in our sleep.
By the way, those memes with the messed up mouse mascots are also great.
What? Explain that to me.
The memes with all the Mickey mascot faces, are also great.
The internet is a bad place.
The internet is terrible. You know what's not terrible?
Have you ever seen the Dave Chappelle episode? The internet?
Yeah. You know what's not terrible? Getting fan but why those from our good friend Nico.
Okay, he makes everything better.
Yeah. So Nico, one of our fabulous Patreon subscribers and good friend of
and writers.
And writer. Basically everything. And near and dear to our heart, at Darth Nicola, gave us our only fan but why though for Shrek. And he says, in its own weird way, it teaches people that interracial relationships matter and do work. A princess and an ogre can get married, a donkey and a dragon can get married. Throughout the films, we're shown that no matter what race or animal type, you can still be together if it's your heart's desire. Also, Shrek is love, Shrek is life. So even Nico
started out promising and then went down
the I know.
Nico's he's getting, yeah. He's just blending the good and the bad together to make good.
Good.
Good bad.
Good bad?
Yeah,
good
bad.
Is that it?
Yeah, so thank you, Nico, for that. I agree. Except for the Shrek is love, Shrek is life part. But everything else about, you know, interracial relationships, as being a child of an interracial relationship, I appreciate your sentiment and your but why, though.
It could also be at this point, it could be so far away that people actually don't even know the original story of Shrek is life, Shrek is love.
Yeah.
Shrek is love, Shrek is life, whatever.
Yeah.
Order that goes in.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Also, as somebody who fought NPR for giving shit to interracial relationships, I too appreciate that sentiment, Nico.
Yeah. Yeah. I would hope people are. I mean, I haven't seen a Shrek meme in so long, and I'm kind of glad. I remember in high school it being like a huge thing, and then like people running around saying Shrek is love, Shrek is life to like be cool and like in the know, but I haven't seen one in a long, long time.
Yeah, see, I feel like I like am very happy that I had no friends when I was in undergrad because I didn't have to deal with that. I was
is that,
isolated.
That really how you feel about having no friends?
Yes, it is.
You tell me you didn't want to talk in donkey as a friend? Donkey.
Well, I didn't want the 4chan donkey, donkey or Shrek or whatever.
Can I call you Donkey now?
No, you can't call me Donkey.
But you're my best friend.
Oh my God, no.
Do you ever make Matt waffles?
Yes.
Oh, there donkey. You go. There you go. It's too late. It's too late. But that's kind of all I got. Shrek's pretty straightforward. Like, it's not, you know. That, you know, we just got off our Jessica Jones episode, which is like a lot heavier and more intricate. But Shrek is just a animated series that had two really good movies and kind of ran itself into the ground, but is still going somehow. I don't know how it's still going with the fifth movie and then another spinoff movie, but it's still going. And I thought it deserved an episode because someone you gotta appreciate making, you know, $900 million and $480 million. On, you know, animation style budgets, like that's a lot. It's pretty good money. Matt,
I remember the first two movies, and then remember the great decline and downhill, and then wish Shrek would go away, and then now, Shrek is what it is, and I hope they don't reboot this because I'm getting tired of this. Even though people keep yelling they want new, but all they really want is the same shit, just a little different. I'm done.
Yeah, so that last stuff just really makes me realize how horrible the internet is. Not that I didn't know before, but
apparently,
like,
you keep being shocked by the internet.
Well, because like, who thinks of that?
The
who
internet
does that.
The internet. The interwebs.
God. But on the Shrek front, I really loved that first movie. I think I've watched it, like, way more than I could even think of, because I know I watched it every time it came on, like, TNT or FX, because it was in syndication for a really long time, probably still is. And I'm just happy we have DreamWorks, because I really like All Hail King Julian and Trollhunters. And, like, somebody needs to compete with Disney.
Yeah, I mean, and they're the ones to do it. I guess I didn't know if I was going to have time for this, but it also put Smash Mouth on the mount on you know on
they
the
were
mountain.
Already on the map.
No, they're on the mountaintop. They're on the mountaintop after.
Oh,
Shrek
on
one.
The mountaintop. Okay, that's probably fair.
I will say this, Adrian, Matt singing on our Jessica Jones episode was captured, and I was waiting to release it until this episode.
Hey, so now we have it. Now we have why Smash Mouth matters, but why, though, in Shrek. That should be our out song. Can we go out to that?
I saw the sun. Yeah.
The 90s was a crazy time.
Okay. As always, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes primarily, but as well as Stitcher, Google Play, anything you listen to. Those really help. If you want to help us, leave us a review. It means a whole bunch. On top of that, you can be a patron if you want to help us a little bit more. At patreon.com/butwhythoughpc. For $1, you get access to our research, all of our research notes, our episodes at least a day early. And for $3, you get special bonus content. So all the episodes that we record for our $10 tier, you get access to. $5, you get entered into a raffle for a free, or $5, you get entered into a raffle for a Steam code, and $10, you get to make us watch a movie. And today, I want to say a special thank you to Brad, who just became our newest $10 Patreon subscriber.
Thanks, Brad.
Yay, Brad.
So, thank you for listening and liking us. And, you can check out all the stuff that we're doing daily, weekly, whatever, on butwhythepodcast.com and watch all of our blogs. As always, you can find the podcast at ButWhyThePC on Twitter and on Facebook, facebook.com/ButWhyThePC. And you can find me at OhMyMythRandier on Twitter and Instagram for my doggy pictures. Adrian?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at SuperReese93, SuperReuiz93.
Matt?
And you can find me at the Starlight Drive-In.
Are you watching Shrek?
I can after I will tonight on the big screen. Somebody walked on me, the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running.